Don't. Dang it, I keep just doing the Mario theme song. Oh my gosh.
It's okay, it's late. It's late for us. Welcome to the One Up Me podcast. This is episode 5, and we're going to be talking about DLC. But before we get into that, as always, our format of our show is what we've been playing, kind of what we're watching, and also just what we're doing kind of in our lives, and then we'll roll into the news.
Yeah. How's everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's doing well. For us, it's just too late.
Yeah, it's just too late. You know, we're trying diligently to get out these podcasts, and so that's why we're recording this.
Yeah, super I just got late. Done with school, and my finals. Jordan just got home from work, but it's late in the week, and we wanted to do this for you.
For you, not for us, because we definitely would rather be sleeping. But we do have some diligent listeners. We wish you would interact with us on social media, but that's okay.
Oh my gosh. Jordan wants you to talk to him.
I want you to talk to me. Just tell me what you think. But, so, what you been playing?
I haven't been playing a lot this week because it's been finals. I played a little bit of Ni No Kuni, maybe like an hour or so. I'm still about at the same part I am, so that's not worth talking about a lot. I'm like still in that gambling city.
Okay, that's a really cool city. I hope we can go back to it later in the game.
It's really interesting. Really annoying dog people.
Some of the names in that game are so hilarious.
The game is ridiculous.
And it's a beautiful game. The thing that really like made me just keep going back to it wasn't the story, wasn't the art, it was the voice acting and the music. Those two things just kept me going back to the game. I haven't played any more of it either, just because I've just been busy with work and whatnot.
I started playing Overwatch competitive today, actually, for the first time this season.
And I've been avoiding it like the plague. I don't want to go in there.
Oh my gosh. It's terrible. It's more cancerous than ever. If you want to play a dive hero, you're pretty much going to get just crushed by your teammates and the opponent's team. It's just not fun. Bridget is cancer. I play a lot of Bridget. She's so easy and boring. She's so boring to play. I don't know why anybody would want to play her.
Yeah, I've been playing her in deathmatch, and it's actually pretty fun just to wreck people with your shield. Like, nope, you're not going to get away from me. I'm going to shield bash you and stop you from doing your ultimate.
I just played 5 or 6 hours of her, and oh my gosh, I hate it. It's so boring. I didn't want to talk about it much, really. I just wanted to mention that I have been playing Overwatch. If you want to talk about it, you can, but...
No, I've just been playing Deathmatch, and I've been playing with a coworker that got Overwatch, and so it's interesting to see, you know, he still has the spark in his eye about the game and stuff. He's like, he plays...
They'll kick that out of him soon enough.
Exactly. Well, he also plays Bastion, Mercy, and Orisa, so, I mean, his hero pool is very unique.
I can't play Orisa either. She's also really boring.
Yeah, I'm just like, I can't play those characters.
No, I mean, I'm not good at Mercy. I'll play Bastion every once in a while, but I don't think he's that fun either.
Speaking of Mercy, I did buy that new awesome
awareness skin. I forgot about that. Well, I didn't forget about it. I saw it today, I guess, for the first time, really.
Yeah, it's awesome. It looks so good in game. And then I like loaded up some of the streams and got some of the player icons and sprays and stuff.
They're for everybody who doesn't know, Overwatch Blizzard released this brand new skin for Mercy, and it's fantastic. It's one of the best looking skins in the game. It's it's a breast cancer awareness skin.
And all the proceeds from buying the skin goes right to the foundation.
Yeah,
and helping with research.
If you want to pick it up, it's a great cause, obviously.
It's $14.99.
Blizzard, PlayStation, Xbox, none of them get any money from it. Nobody gets any money for it except for the, I think it's the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. If anybody on here wants to pick that up or check it out, I think it's available through the 21st.
Yeah, and there's at least a dozen streamers that are doing charity streams on Twitch, and all the donations that they get go right to the foundation as well, and same thing with bits as well, I believe, and in turn, what we get as players is you get different player icons and some sprays and whatnot just for supporting those streamers that are taking time out of their day streaming Overwatch and making awareness of this.
Like we said, it's obviously a good cause. Moving on to another tactical-based shooter. I started playing Rainbow Six Siege again today. I've never played a lot. Excuse me. But I got it a few months ago because it was like $15. They had this deal on Steam. I think it's just like the basic, most basic package that they offer. But I really like the game. It's completely different from Overwatch, thank God. I finally fixed my mic so I could talk to the people on there. And they were, you know, really understanding that I haven't put a lot of time in the game. They were asking me why I was playing. I think it's just the recruit. And I was like, I'm sorry, I've got like one other hero on here. And I don't really know which one to pick, you know. But then I decided to go back into Overwatch and got myself crushed.
Yeah, for me, I also have Rainbow Vegas. Six Siege.
That Rainbow is Vegas? Mouthful. It's Rainbow Six Siege. Yeah. I think you combined two different games.
I think I did too. But anyway, yeah, I also have that game. I picked it up during the sale as well. And I still need to fix that sound problem. So listeners, if you know how to fix not having sound in this game, let me know. Because the internet has not helped me yet.
That's crazy. Like, it's insane. I fixed mine wasn't really a sound problem. I just turned out. I needed to map my mic to something. I don't know what it was mapped to before, but I mapped it to my controller. Oh, not my controller. My mouse. One of my mouse buttons.
But I did play some of the tutorial and I think the first couple missions that you play in the campaign mode, and I really liked the controls and how it operates.
Yeah, I think I put about 8 hours into it, but I've only played two or three matches. But so, it's really fun. They have a lot of really, like, this is kind of going into our topic today. We're going to go back into this after what we've been playing in the news and stuff. But they have, like, really cool, gun skins and everything. I haven't bought any. But they give you a pretty decent amount, at least it seems to me, of, like, money, like, quote-unquote, like, in-game currency for free. So you can pick up, like, new operators and skins and custom little, like, keychain-type deals. So that's kind of cool. It's almost kind of like CSGO as far as the design of the skins and stuff.
Yeah, it definitely looks pretty cool.
So, Jordan, did you have a game that you wanted to play this week but couldn't or something?
Yeah, I tried getting into the Maple Story 2 beta, and I haven't been accepted yet. It's like waiting to get into college, man. Like waiting to get your Hogwarts letter.
This is important.
This is important, man. If you don't know me, I'm secretly a pretty big MapleStory fan. Like, I didn't put any. Yeah, you know, you can call me Weeaboo Otaku, whatever you want to call me. I enjoy chibi anime cartoon style things as opposed to real life.
Hey, man, I've been watching a lot of My Hero Academia. So.
Oh, isn't it good?
It's so good, man.
It is really good.
I'm about halfway through season two. I would have watched a lot more if I hadn't had finals.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those gateway anime where it's like, know if you like anime, watch this.
Yeah, it's like Attack on Titan, My Hero Academia.
Exactly.
Sword Art Online.
We don't talk about that one. But yeah, I'm waiting to get into the beta of that game, and if I don't get into the beta, that's okay. I'll just play the, when it opens. I wanted to get into it so bad, I signed up with like three different emails.
I still don't understand entirely. Is it a WoW type deal? Is it a Weeaboo WoW?
Yeah, you can boil it down and put it in that same category. Yeah, it's like a Weeaboo WoW.
Okay,
There's like a crafting system and stuff. Yeah, it's just like...
I mean, it doesn't look bad. I'm not in that type of game.
It's like a Weeaboo Minecraft-looking WoW.
Okay.
Like, so, because it has 3D graphics that look all blocked, block art-like, and whatnot. And so it's, you know...
Okay, yeah, I'm sure as well as... The listeners wish you good luck in being able to play Weeaboo WoW.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I thought we'd kind of try to start introducing things besides playing video games. Because we obviously both, we're just pretty much nerds across the board. There are a few things here and there we might not like. But, I mean, the main content will be video games, but we might have watched a show or read a book or something that we might want to relate back. Because since I haven't been playing a lot of video games recently because of my school, I have been watching a lot. I've been watching a lot of Twitch and a lot of YouTube gamers. But the main guy I've been watching, I've also been playing a lot of, well, not a lot, because this also takes time. But I started playing card games again, Pokemon and Dragon Ball Super. I've got a, like our whole friend group plays that kind of stuff, but I haven't been playing a lot, just because it takes a lot of time. But yeah, back to watching. I've watched, been watching a lot of The Completionist. If anybody doesn't know, he's a, it's like a video game type channel where he completes like a video game a week or something. And then he has a side channel called Super Beer Bros. And they just play video games. I just really enjoy it. I've been watching that. They done like a Resident Evil remaster, I think, playthrough. Yeah. They just started a Kingdom Hearts, like original Kingdom Hearts Let's Play. I've really been enjoying that. I just think that this just a group of friends, but is what it seems like, just talking about random crap and playing video games. I definitely recommend that if anybody wants to check it out. They do like everything from Kingdom Hearts to, they just had this random one episode where they played Madden just because he didn't know what else to play. It was pretty funny because they had a one guy on there who didn't know what he was doing, but the rest of them were, had no idea.
You could definitely not pay me to play Madden or any other sports game.
It's pretty boring.
I couldn't do it. I would just go insane.
You got anything that you have been playing or watching or reading or anything, Jordan?
Let's see. I picked up some comics at Free Comic Book Day.
Oh yeah, I didn't do that. We don't have a comic book store where I live, so
it's okay. I picked up the Raven graphic novel. I've been waiting for that.
Like Raven
from
the Teen Titans.
Yep, Raven from the Teen Titans, and I picked up the first three volumes of Scooby-Doo Apocalypse.
Oh, I like Scooby-Doo Apocalypse.
So, and as far as watching stuff, I mean, this isn't really like video game related or anything, but I started watching The Rain on Netflix. It's a Danish post-apocalyptic.
Oh yeah, that finally came out.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's really weird. I recommend if you watch it that you put the sound to Danish and then have English subtitles, because the way it will defaultly play is English with no subtitles, and the English voice actors for this do not match up to how the Danish speak, the people are speaking. So it's really weird, and I was like,
that's really weird.
I don't like this. And so I'm listening and watching the show in Danish with English subtitles, and I'm only like two episodes in. But basically, they haven't really explained it, but it's pretty much this rain that kills people and infects people, and that's how the world is ending or ended. And
I've seen something about this.
Yeah, these two siblings get trapped in this bunker together. It reminds me a lot about The 100, if you've ever seen that show. But it has kind of have that feel to it, you know, like a post-apocalyptic, you know, something bad happens and a whole bunch of people die, and then it's like survival of the fittest kind of a thing. So
right, okay.
I've been, you know, debating on watching a third episode of that or not.
Alright. Well, I don't know about you, Jordan, but I am damn tired, so I think let's just go ahead and move on to the news.
Okay, sure. So, Walmart spoiled
E3. Yeah, apparently. And none of this has been confirmed, really, because this could have all been some accident. Like, some people think that maybe Walmart just made some placeholders that they thought might come out. But basically, this is on IGN. It's Walmart lists Just Cause 4, Gears of War 5, Rage 2, and more. So Walmart Canada. Just listed a whole bunch of games that seem like they could very easily come out at this year's E3 in like a month.
If this actually does prove to be true, I'm definitely going to start following Walmart Canada.
Yeah, man, just go Walmart Canada for all your video game needs.
Exactly,
just,
you know.
Just Walmart Canada and One On Me Podcast, that's all you need.
Yep, it's all you need for all your important news.
It's like a lot of games, really.
You know, if it'd be really cool if all these things are true. I know there's a lot of Rage fans out there that are really happy
I never
if there's
played
actually
Rage,
a Rage 2
but,
coming
yeah.
out. So, but, you know, I know the big ones are definitely Just Cause 4 and Gears of War 5.
I think the biggest one is, by far, is Borderlands 3.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, so yeah, that, I know it, we must have some Borderlands fans. Borderlands is a huge franchise. We both have a mutual friend that's a huge Borderlands.
Yeah, I really like Borderlands. I don't play it enough as I do, yeah. But I enjoy it.
But if this is true, that's huge. That's huge. One of the big things about E3, at least for me, is the surprise factor.
Yeah, I definitely love that. We plan to go to E3 in the future.
Maybe yeah, we wanted to go this year, but it didn't work out. So. Yeah, but everything from like Final Fantasy VII Remake to Borderlands 3 to a new Splinter Cell.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, if all this is true, somebody's definitely getting fired.
Yeah, this is bad. Like, some poor stockroom employee is just getting his butt chewed out.
Most definitely.
So, like, if you know that man, just give him a pat on the back.
Yeah, just give him a hug, you know?
He no longer has a job.
Yep, he definitely cannot feed his family anymore.
It's like, I don't even want Fox canceled Lucifer for a family. I mean, I haven't watched it in 2 years, but
That hurt my heart a little bit. I like that show.
Yeah, there's some ad that came up on IGN or something. But yeah, this is Rage 2, Lego DC Villains, Borderlands 3. It's spotted by Wario64. I think he's a Twitter user that does this kind of thing. NBA 2K19, which would be no surprise. Beyond Good and Evil 2. Wow. I don't know if I want this to be real or not. There's like 20 games here.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's definitely the ones that catch my eye is definitely Borderlands 3, Rage 2.
Rage 2 is big.
And
this says Final Fantasy VII Remake.
I could definitely see that one happening.
And The Last of Us 2. I don't think there's any way. It's too late to go into this discussion. But I don't think Final Fantasy VII is coming out for like another 2 years, like at least.
I think it might debut.
Like, there's no way it comes out before Kingdom Hearts 3. There's no way.
Oh, that's true. Like, I guess I would be kind of pissed if Kingdom Hearts 3
came out after. Final Fantasy VII fans, don't even get me started. They like complain and moan about how long it's been since they announced the remake. Shut the hell up. It's been 15 years since Kingdom Hearts 3, since Kingdom Hearts 2 came out.
That is true. Yeah.
Also, it's kind of annoying when people say that Square Enix keeps, like, every year they announce, say it's going to come out this year. They've never done that.
That's true.
I don't know why people keep saying that. On other news, though, you have something else to say about that? I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say something that people also don't understand. They're saying the Witcher that's coming to Netflix is racist.
Okay, yeah, so if no one knows, in the past, The Witcher has been accused of racism. And I don't know, Jordan, if you know exactly why, but the reason is there's no black people, at least in the third one.
Yeah, I've that's been brought up to me.
Jordan, as a man of color.
Yeah, it honestly doesn't bother me. It's a video game. It's not real.
And here's the thing, and I'm sure you'll, because you're a sane, rational person, The Witcher series is based in Poland.
True.
In like the 1300s. You know how many black people were in Poland in 1249?
Maybe one. Like, secretly. That doused themselves with flour every day.
I'm not trying to be insensitive, obviously, because I just think this is stupid. I just think people just always trying to be offended. That's great English right there. But now, after it kind of quieted down, because originally this was said about the game. The Netflix Witcher show has kind of gotten up and running and marches towards production and being released. This is getting dragged up again.
I know, it's so stupid. The series is so well loved in Poland that the Polish Prime Minister gifted The Witcher 2 to Barack Obama.
Yeah, we found this article on Kotaku. If anyone wants to go read it, by Geeta Jackson, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. Netflix Witcher writer tries to smooth unfounded racial fears about the show. And I just kind of went through, I didn't read the entire article. But, like Jordan said, these people are so proud of it. Because it's a big deal that something from, Poland's a pretty big country, but not a lot of things have come from Poland. And this game and this franchise is, like, universally praised.
Yeah, and they did a really good job on this. The game's incredible. Really hard on it.
And it feels like, I'm sure it feels like to them, it feels like to me just because I like the game, but that they're trying to drag this name to the mud. But it just, if they put black people in there or something, that wouldn't bother me, but I would never think about it. But it makes sense that there's not.
Yeah, it's, you know.
It's historically accurate. I know not everything's historically accurate, and there's monsters and whatnot in the game, but that, like, there's a pretty big jump to, hey, from this guy didn't think about putting black people in the game because, you know, in medieval, Polish lore, there probably weren't very many black people.
Probably not. But, you know, the way I look at it is,
the guy's a bigot. Like, there's a pretty big.
Exactly. You know, the way I look at it is, some stories just don't work. Like, if you took black people out of GTA 5, there'd be no story mode.
They have some of the best characters.
That's true. So,
but speaking that's right, just for a quick aside. It'd be really weird if you took, if there was a GTA or a modern game in New York or any American city, any city in the world, really, today, that didn't have black people. Or
any other race.
Yeah. But just like if you make a game in Cambodia and you know in like 800 AD, there's probably not going to be very many white people.
Exactly. Yeah. But speaking of companies that, you know, make really good games, Valve is gracing our wonderful technology with
this is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. So Valve will soon let you stream Steam games to your phones and tablets.
Where was this from?
Ars Technica.
Okay, yeah. Let's see that now. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think originally this was only Android, like during the beta. But essentially, let's see. So users will be able to turn their phones and tablets into de facto portable PC monitors for playing Steam games around the house later this month.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The article later goes on to say the mobile app will link to a Mac or PC, and then game.
You have to have a 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi or wired Ethernet. So,
and then you have to have a Steam controller or Wi-Fi certified controllers for iOS.
Maybe there's some weird touchscreen controller that you might could use.
But I mean, this is pretty cool, you know, especially for like.
Oh, it's definitely cool. Yeah, I mean, I can barely like play one single match of Overwatch without being kicked 37 times. So I won't be able to use this out there. But it's really cool, technological leap, not really leap, but excuse me, development.
Yeah, you know, especially at Valve. You know, pretty much Valve can put their name on anything and people will flock to it.
Yeah, and apparently, like we said. A few weeks ago, they bought Campo Santo, and I think apparently a fan-made Half-Life 3 is being made.
Yeah.
And they haven't shut it down yet. So, and then Valve is apparently making games or something. So, Valve's on the up and up again. I mean, they were never on the down and down, but
I feel like Valve secretly
they're doing new stuff.
Exactly. I feel like they just have a whole team dedicated to a whole bunch of secret stuff, and one day they're just going to be like. They're like, here's a whole bunch of games we've been working on.
Turns out Gabe actually was the Second Coming.
Exactly.
Didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, tired.
Something that people don't tell people are personal reasons, and that what's happened to Michael K. Mahler, the CEO
that left GameStop. Just hard left, baby.
Man, that poor GameStop CEO quits after 3 months on the job. Baby.
It just says personal reasons. This is from Polygon.
I feel like he got bullied on Twitter or something.
I mean, he just says GameStop did not disclose or expand for his reason. His name was, Michael. I was going to say I can't pronounce Michael.
Mahler?
It's too loud. I mean, it's too lame, I swear. His name was Michael K. Mahler. He left the company, like I said, for personal reasons. He was a CEO for 3 months.
Yeah. And he was a 16-year veteran of GameStop. His resignation is a shocker and disruptive.
It says GameStop had growth because of the Switch and things like that. Like, I don't... That's crazy. I mean, maybe something tragic happened. We obviously don't want anything bad to happen to the man. Hope nothing's wrong. Maybe he just...
Who knows?
Maybe he just, was tired of it. It happens.
Yeah. You know, that's true. It happens.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, there's not a lot to this story. It just kind of wanted to... It's strange, and it interests us, and that's kind of the idea of our news portion, is just to find game stories that interest us and talk about them, and lead y'all to the articles if y'all want to go back to them. That's, we said, on Polygon, GameStop CEO quits after 3 months on the job.
Last piece of news we want to talk about, along with things that suck and are very...
Yeah, this isn't really news, but... we just want to talk about it a second for you can lead it, or you can talk.
Yeah, is Anthem going to suck? What do you think?
I think it will. But I don't really like that kind of game. It's just going to be another Destiny, another Monster Hunter, and I don't like those games.
Yeah, I honestly don't know a lot about it. I've obviously heard a little bit about it. But looking at it, it looks like Warframe meets Destiny meets,
Mass Effect.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's kind of an insult saying it looks like Warframe, because Warframe is an amazing game.
Yeah, but Warframe's also free.
It is also free, and the developers are really, really good. But I could do a whole thing about Warframe.
There's a video I think it's Clean Prince Gaming that knows way more about me. Like, I've only played the game a couple times, but if y'all want to know more about that, I would go watch that video. He goes into very deep, into what makes the game good and how it became where it is today, how it got to where it is today. The only reason that we even brought this up is because we were watching a video or something, I can't remember. I think it was earlier this week, talking about how BioWare and EA basically said, Mass Effect's not going to suck, we swear. Come on, guys, buy it, please. Please, yeah. We know we've lied to you thousands of times. But come on, let us lie to you again.
Yeah, there's just something about this game that I'm just I just don't trust these companies right now.
I never thought it looked good, honestly.
It looks kind of cool, but I'm like, it doesn't look any cooler than Warframe, and I can play Warframe for free.
Yeah,
kind of a thing.
I never really got into Destiny. I think Monster Hunter is a bad game. I think it's just gonna be more of the same.
Yeah, just a space Monster Hunter Destiny game.
Yeah.
So
not much else to say about it. I just thought I threw that in at the last minute. Thought I'd see what Jordan thought. I could just say my thoughts on it real quick.
So you get the big
the gist.
Yeah, the main event, the main controversy with gaming, lately. Yeah, DLC. Good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah, DLC. Not just DLC though. Just microtransactions, pay to win. All that crap. We're going to try to bolt that
loot boxes
without going 3 hours.
Exactly. So
we kind of have sections of games that do it right, games that do it wrong, comparing them to things that aren't games.
So I guess we can kind of just start off with DLC.
Okay,
that's the thing that really started it all. Downloadable content.
I mean, even though I came up with this topic, I don't normally have a problem with DLC or even microtransactions for that matter.
Me neither, to be honest. I think of... So I'm going to start with the bad and go and bounce around
bad.
To the good.
Horse Armor. Yeah. When did that release? When did that... was it Skyrim? No, it wasn't Skyrim. It was the one before that. What was the one before Skyrim? Oblivion?
Oblivion.
So DLC kind of really... People were like, "Whoa, this is bad." When there was a set of Horse Armor that released, It's just stupid. It's just horse armor that you could buy for no reason to make your horse look good. And then it's kind of just... That was a long time ago, and it's gone from a pebble to a mountain.
Yeah, the one that really left a bad taste in my mouth, because it was Destiny. You know, I spent all that money on that game.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you need to get this first expansion.
Yeah, they did, because it was
And
like,
I'm like...
We know it sucks, but if you buy this for $30, it won't suck.
Yeah, and I ended up spending, I can't remember, let's just say $20 a piece on each expansion. And I bought all three of them, or however many there were. I can't really remember because it's been a while since I played it. But in it, yeah, like, so I got the first expansion so I could play with my friends and stuff. And then they were like, oh, the new expansion's coming out. You got to go buy that one. And I'm like, what? Like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
I paid $60 for this game. It should have just been included in the game.
Yeah, like, the only reason, like, the only reason that I think that there should be expansions like that is if they don't come out with a second one. It's like,
exactly.
Okay, like, once a year, year and a half, 2 years, they come out with, like, a big, meaty $30 expansion. That's going to last
exactly.
you a long time.
And I'm 100% okay with that.
Yeah.
I would be perfectly fine with that. You know? And also, to me, you know, I shouldn't have to pay money for more of the story.
Yeah. I mean, you could always go online and read those stupid Grimoire cards.
That's true.
Like, Battlefront did kind of the same thing, like, as far as they did a very poor job. Did they ever add them back? I don't know. I've never even bought the game. But Battlefront had all this pay-to-win controversy.
I think they made everything cheaper. I actually own the game because someone gave it to me.
I don't even...
And I was...
Okay.
I was like, thank you.
Here's a controversy corner. I don't like Star Wars.
Yeah, I like Star Wars a lot. You know, I don't have any, you know, I'm not like the biggest Star Wars fan, but I do enjoy the universe and like what they do with it and stuff. And so it's safe to say that I am a Star Wars fan.
The biggest problem is the fans for me. They're insane.
Yeah, I'm definitely not one of those fans. I definitely get insane about some fandoms and stuff I'm a part of, but not Star Wars.
Star Wars isn't worth it.
Yeah,
but
definitely
like nothing should be pay to win though. I hate pay to win.
See, and I get the other side of that because I played MMOs and stuff that are pay to win. Like MapleStory, for example, was insanely pay to win.
Yeah,
you could get
that's so gross.
Yeah, so simple example: someone could spend a month grinding for a set of armor,
mm-hmm.
and you could just
swipe
your credit card. And buy it.
That's
kind of a thing.
Yeah, and then like there were like
so
battles
that,
and stuff or
yeah, well there's like, you know, just like there's player versus environment battles and there's player versus player battles.
Mm.
But it's just you have all this different gear and stuff, and that's a lot with MMOs.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I mean,
I've
played WoW for like a week and it was like
missing much. They're not for everybody, but yeah, just with a lot of games. And that's the main thing. People call it whaling or you know, pay to win, whatever you want to call it.
Whales.
You know, there's definitely
like if 1%, like 1% of the population of the gaming community spends 99% of the money or something.
Exactly, it's one of those things where I consider MMO pay to win completely different.
It
kind of
is
because, you know,
it's not as
it,
like you can't go. You're not really gonna go pro in World
exactly.
Warcraft.
You know, and I consider that pay to win different than, you know, if...
I'm sure you can probably choose to fight, right? Like, there's not...
You know?
Can you, like, just run up to a guy and kill him randomly?
It depends on the game.
Yeah.
In MapleStory, there were dedicated areas.
There's areas, but that's
correct.
Different. Like, it's not like...
Yeah.
If in Overwatch, if you could just swipe your card and get a Hanzo ult, like, that'd be pretty horrible. It's just like, hold on... You go walk a chicken. Where'd that come from? I got 0% ult. That's different. I mean, I'm sure it could still get annoying, but it is different.
I didn't even think of it like that. That is hilarious. I kind of think of it like, you know, MMOs, that's a completely different thing with pay to win and money and whatnot, because you can put millions and millions of dollars into it, and you do. And it's so... just a short side story. A friend of ours... I'm sure he's okay with me telling you this because he plays
Nick.
EVE Online. So imagine imagine like an MMO, but in space.
Yeah, I've heard
and
of
so
it.
When people have space battles in that game, they lose actual money in real life.
Oh my
because
gosh.
that's how much money they put into this game. And so when like a ship, yeah, it's insane. He was telling me about a battle he had, not him, but a friend, just in how this guy lost like $500,000. Maybe not that much, but a very large amount of money because his ships got destroyed in this battle. And I was like, what? And that's when it like really like sunk in to me.
That's crazy.
It's insane. It was like, you know, because they have all this money.
People talk about how loot boxes are gambling. My gosh.
Yeah, it was like this big, huge thing because it like, and anyway. But yeah, so DLC, it's just like people bundle pay to win and DLC.
They're not really the same
stuff.
Thing. Like,
no, they're
Zelda,
not.
Zelda and Mario, they have DLC. They have great DLC.
Exactly.
But it's not the same thing. Even I don't even mind microtransactions. If they're like, we can go to a good example. We talked about how DLC, we can come back to DLC later if we want. Sure. How, The Legend of Zelda's DLC last year was fantastic. That Mario Balloon mode that they gave it was it's good. Like, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
It's good, solid content. You're not charging a massive amount of money. And when you pay it, you get exactly what you're paying for.
Exactly.
But there are companies that I think do the microtransaction correctly, I guess. Because it's not pay to win.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing in this. Mobile has a horrible time with this. I just can't with mobile games. Like 90% of the time, I'll play a game for a few days. I played Animal Crossing for 5 minutes. It wasn't the same on mobile. I played Fire Emblem for actually a good little while. I never put any money into it, but I know if you keep going, you're gonna have to eventually pay. You're gonna get your butt kicked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Perfect example is me and some friends started playing Lords Mobile together. And that's just an MMO for your phone. You pretty much have your own little kingdom and stuff. And, you know, it got to the point where, hit a paywall kind of a thing. And it was just like, you know, you hit a paywall. And I was like, okay. You know, like they had all these.
On some YouTubers' channels or something.
Yeah. You know, they had all these special deals and stuff. And I was like, okay, I'll spend like, you know, $4 here and there. And I think I ended up spending like $50 on the game
and
total,
I think,
kind of a thing.
I think if a developer does a good job on a free-to-play game, they kind of deserve your money.
Exactly.
If you can afford
it.
Like,
perfect example, Team Fortress 2 with their cosmetics, you know?
Yeah.
It adds a little bit of flair to the game and gives you,
little,
you know, you might get like an extra bullet or something.
To that
or,
very
you know,
boring-looking game.
Exactly, you know. I went back and played it a couple days ago, and I was like, Overwatch is far superior.
Ooh, shots fired, nerds!
Yep.
We're cool. We play Overwatch. Suck it.
So, yeah. What do you think? How do you feel about loot boxes?
Okay.
Because it's weird how people bundle loot boxes, pay to win.
Because they can
microtransactions, all into DLC.
Yeah, because I guess it all is. Somebody, I think an IGN podcast or something, I can't remember. A long time ago, so they said it's kind of weird that we still call it DLC because everything is DLC now.
That's
like,
true.
I bought Splatoon 2 on my Switch. I didn't go in the GameStop and buy that. I downloaded it. It's downloadable content.
So I guess
like,
that's true.
But as far as loot boxes, just like everything else, I think they can be done well, and I think they can be done poorly. An example of someone I think that does it well is Blizzard. I think, and I'd like to be able to buy that freaking that Tracer skin, the spray paint Tracer skin, but I started playing on PC after it came out, so I don't have it on PC. I'd love to just go. I would pay $5 or probably even $10 for that, but I have to just roll the dice. It's annoying, but it's not pay to win. That's the big thing for me. And the stuff you get... sorry to interrupt for a second. The stuff that you get, they clearly put time into it. It's not just some junk.
It looks
good.
They spend their time developing the voice lines, the sprays, the costumes.
The skins are so beautiful. They're gorgeous. They really are.
Even everything down to the player icons. You know,
I love the dumb little player icons.
I don't care what anybody says, but if you're talking specifically about Blizzard, loot boxes, I personally do not consider it gambling. I do consider some other loot boxes gambling, like on a mobile game, for instance, or what you would consider a gacha game, one of those games where, like Shadowverse or another Pokemon Online,
we can talk about we both play. We can talk about those in a second. Yeah, like I don't. It's just
how
like,
you really don't know what you're gonna get.
You can't legally sell them either.
True.
It's like the people got in so much trouble about the CS:GO Lotto. Like I'm fairly certain it says in Blizzard's Crossing, like if they're not worth any money, I understand it might. I don't know. It fits some definitions of gambling, but I don't think it fits all of them.
I don't think so.
And
either.
It goes back to what Jordan was just talking about, like TCGs and CCGs, trading card games and collectible card games. Like, are those gambling? Am I going to have to show my ID? We're both huge card game players. We're actually going to regionals next month for Pokemon.
Yeah. So I know I feel much different. You know, spending money on Overwatch and opening loot boxes there because it's all stuff that enhances and makes my game more enjoyable.
And you don't have to buy any of that.
Exactly. If I spend money on Pokemon or Shadowverse or any other collectible card game, I might not pull the cards I need to make the decks
game. That's one thing that's annoying. In Overwatch, you pay your $30 or $60 or whatever, you're done. Playing card games is way more expensive than video games.
So, I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah.
How, like, I really wanted that Sombra skin, the Talon Sombra skin that came out for Retribution. And I spent, I think I spent like $50 and got a whole bunch of loot boxes. And ended up pulling enough currency to buy it, which was nice.
What if I would have done that? $50, dang.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
I ended up getting enough currency in the game to buy it. Which was good. But if I would have done that in a card game or any other, or in a gacha game.
You could have got just a bunch of worthless crap.
Exactly.
And, I guess you kind of did.
I guess that's the difference.
But it's not pay to win. Like that's,
it's not,
But it's his decision. I understand people think that they're targeting gamblers. I guess they are. Yeah, gamblers. That's the right word. But like most people that are gambling addicts, they're not gonna go to Overwatch. Like I know people that have trouble with that. They're not on Overwatch trying to get the new Tracer skin.
Exactly.
They're like
the way
down
I look at
their
it
friend's
is,
house, spending $200 and losing it.
Yeah, the simplest way to put it is if it does not give you an edge in the game, it's not gambling.
Yeah.
If it's cosmetic.
Pay to win is the big issue for me.
Exactly.
And I get it's kind of crazy because card games are all kind of like that. But.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Card games, you can buy the cards. I don't like. 95% of the time, I don't buy like packs, which packs are like the loot boxes of card games. It's just the pack, like in tin foil of. Not really tin foil, but some aluminum or I don't know.
Yeah. Like foil.
Yeah, it's foil. Sure. Of cards like that you use to play the game, but they're completely random. They come from whatever year or month it is. It'll be different cards, but other than that, you could pull anything from some terrible card to a card that's worth $200.
Yeah, same thing with digital cards.
Yeah,
games.
Exactly.
It's
same
one
thing.
Of those things.
I played some Gwent. It's the same.
Yeah.
I haven't put any money into that. I tried. Stupid bank wouldn't let me.
It's one of those things where, like, card games are its own breed of gambling.
Yeah,
the whole
really
thing
is
a gambling system, really.
It's kind of crazy. You know? Apparently, they've gotten into trouble with Congress and stuff.
Sure they have, because,
Could you imagine having to show your ID to buy a pack of Magic cards?
Yeah, that'd definitely be weird. It would, Or if it was only, if they made all these games, 21 or older, kind of a thing, like casinos.
That'd be crazy, these games are, they're targeting for money's sakes for more than anything, honestly. Children. Yeah. Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, Dragon Ball Super, Naruto, whatever card game you play, they're targeting children.
Yeah, most definitely.
You hear that, magic nerds? They're targeting children.
You can even wrap that up into what is it? Mobile games. There's so many people
Stupid little mobile games.
They're like, yeah, my kid was playing on my iPhone and accidentally bought, you know, like this much money or whatever on this game. Yep. And I was like, what? That's terrible.
Yeah, it's, like, we were talking about that Harry Potter game. That's apparently just like, give me your money.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to me.
I have coworkers that play it, and they're like, yeah, I bought like some cool down stuff. And I was like, what? Why?
Yeah, it's like that, there's a, that Boogie 298, 988 video. Him like spending like $1,000 on a mobile game.
So we have a friend, I'm not going to mention them by name, but I know for a fact they have spent probably thousands and thousands of dollars on this game called Granblue Fantasy. I'm not going to go into what it is. I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
So, but it's a gotcha game, you know, and the reason it's called gotcha is because, you know, they gotcha. Like, they have, you know, their claws in you, so to speak. Kind
their
of
grubby little claws. And, yeah.
Yep, their grubby little claws to get all your money. And so his thing is, it's just, it's a random system, and, you know, you can spend X amount of money, and you don't pull the character or the card.
What do you do? What game is this?
So it's made by the original people that made Final Fantasy. So it has all their, it has like their art style and their, it's a turn-based action.
It's like one
Japanese.
Of those weird, like you see a commercial for it, like it'll have like some famous celebrity in a game they've clearly never heard of.
No, this one I actually haven't seen any commercials for it or whatever. It's really just like a really beautiful artistic game that people put a lot of money into, so they can have a collection of heroes that they can brag to.
When you say beautiful artistic,
really,
you mean purely art, like visual?
Yeah, it's literally just art. They might have come out with some
gameplay.
Well, not gameplay. They might have come out with actual like real life cards now.
Okay.
Maybe.
Is it a card game?
There's cards in it, so you use the cards to power the characters.
Okay.
Just look it up. It's called Granblue Fantasy. But anyway, so the whole gotcha game system is you don't know what you're gonna get. You know, you can spend money to get stones or tokens or whatever you want to call them, gems, and then you don't know what you're going to pull. And then you're like, well, I need this character or I want this power-up or whatever. So you keep spending money over and over and over until you get what you want. And then you're thousands and thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars in there. And you're like, oh, well, at least I have, you know, the character
it's,
I wanted or whatever.
See, that's like something like Battlefront, I'm sorry.
Battlefront.
Whichever the Star Wars one. That's like predatory. And I understand Overwatch and TCGs are to a point, but Overwatch, that new skin's not going to help you. And this is a problem with CCGs. Some of them do have a way around it. Hearthstone and Gwent have like a system where you can break down cards and make other cards out of them.
Exactly. Shadowverse also has that, where you can break down cards and, you know, I wish there was something like that. And Pokemon
is
like,
you can just trade. Pokemon just...
Oh, that's true.
Like,
yeah,
that's the
what
best
I was gonna
one.
Say.
Like,
you can just
in
trade.
Pokemon, in the Pokemon Online card game, you can just trade cards or packs.
That's true. I do like that.
I wish you could do that in a lot of more games. And that's the same thing in real life. It's a trading card game. You don't...
Yeah.
But, like, don't buy packs. The only reason you should buy packs is to support your local... Whoever you're buying it from.
Yeah, you know, we definitely always tell people to support their local whatever, whether that's a comic shop or a card shop
or
whatever.
Video game shop or
exactly,
your local
arcade,
you know, or whatever. If you're interested in it, support it.
That's true, because, you know, they have to pay
their
bills too.
And
they're
in a very niche market.
That's true. And, you know, they're trying to live just like the rest of
us.
And they're trying just like you, to get through the grind.
They may have, like, you might say that they've, like, they're living their dream, but that's a hard dream.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I look at all these people that, you know, do podcasts for a living, and I'm like, that's a lot of hard work.
Oh, yeah,
like, they
definitely
put a lot of hard work into
definitely
this.
Like, I watch, I listen to a lot of podcasts, too many. I listen to too many podcasts.
Me too.
I watch a lot of YouTube. I watch a lot of Twitch. I know a lot of people are, like, in bands and stuff like that. Being, like, all those jobs that people, you know, call, like, dream jobs, this goes for Anthony, too. like who's our local Jordan, used to be local before he moved, like card shop owner. It might be a cool job, but it's not easy. And they're not making millions unless you're Ninja or something like that. Yeah. I mean, they might make good money, but it's still hard work.
Exactly. You know, just it's hard work to do what you love. You know, they say if you know you really love what you do, you never work a day in your life, kind of a thing.
So many times.
But I'm like, they still have to pay bills. I still have to pay bills, kind of a thing.
It's like it's basically what I take from that is you never work a day in your life. Because it's worth it. It's worth it to
exactly.
do it. It's not really work if you love it that much.
So, you know, and that's kind of where I get where they're coming from with this DLC, microtransactions, cosmetics.
Yeah, I definitely get where they're coming from. Yeah, I mean, this relates well back to what we were just talking about. The EA and 2K... and Activision,
Ubisoft
to a lesser extent.
Yeah,
but
true.
They're not making the games. Not really. The people that are making the games are like, you know, Bethesda does make some games, but like you know, they're this like Visceral who just got shut down, BioWare, Sony Bend, like they're the ones who have creative visions. I'm not saying that EA and 2K and Ubisoft don't work hard, because they do. But they're not, the ones that are making the games aren't making decisions to put these microtransactions in.
Exactly, you know, but they're working all these hours to create this work of art for people to enjoy, and then the company behind them, or, you know, their boss, or someone's
like,
hey.
For whatever reason, they understand maybe they can't make this game without putting microtransactions in. Maybe that game you love has to have microtransactions for them to meet the bottom line.
Yeah, you know, for them to actually make money back on the game.
Exactly.
And some games, I think they have to have microtransactions.
Definitely. I mean, my big thing, if they're not invasive, if they're not, they don't even have to be good if they're not invasive.
Exactly.
And if they're not pay to win. Like, you could just be a big pile of poop for a skin. If it's not invasive, and it's not pay to win, I don't care.
I agree with that 100%, you know? And that's my thing. I don't care. That's my thing about MMOs. I love them to death. They're amazing. There's literally an MMO for everybody kind of a thing. But a lot of them are pay to win. They're grindy. People don't have time to sit down and do raids and et cetera.
Yeah, I think that's kind of why the MMO light has become so popular. Destiny,
exactly.
Monster Hunter...
you know,
Sea of
you
Thieves.
Can pick it up and play with your friends.
You play for a couple hours a night, and you can kind of get what you want. Sea of Thieves still looks amazing, I think.
It does look amazing. But I don't know, just the way I look at it is, I've definitely gone more towards, I see things differently when it comes to DLC and pay to win and just stuff. Now, I'd rather have a cool looking cosmetic in the game and give you money that way than, you know, spending money on, I don't know, like a something I wouldn't necessarily use in the game.
I know what you mean. Like some dumb gun that you're going to use once and then half of the game, the guns, you have a better gun.
Exactly.
Like, what do you think about... this kind of relates. We can talk about this real quick. I didn't write this down because I didn't think about it. Like pre-order bonuses and stuff, because it kind of is in the same camp.
I'm okay with them if it's worth it. You know? Like if... And if they were like less... So, like, if they were cheaper, I'd be okay with it.
Saying. It's kind of, I've never been a huge pre-order guy, but I've been even less so lately. The big thing, like, when Dishonored 2 came out, and when the new South Park game came out, I think, when you pre-ordered them, you got the previous game. That's insane to me. I don't need stupid... you know, shoes that I'm gonna wear in game.
Or something like that, or you know, a poster,
For people who don't know, everyone probably knows this, but the only thing they have reason they have pre-orders is to gauge how many day one copies they need to sell at GameStop and Walmart and stuff.
Exactly, you know, for me to pre-order a game nowadays, I have to like really love either that developer,
yes,
or that game that's coming out. Like Kingdom Hearts 3,
I'll probably pre-order. I'm gonna have to
no questions asked
to not buy whatever $1,000 day one super deluxe edition they have.
Whatever it is, if it's less than $300, I'm buying it. I don't care what it is.
Because I don't have a job right now. When I got back into school, I lost a lot of my funds because I didn't want to go back to work. So right now, I ain't got a lot of money. I'm having to sell video games and cards and have and stuff to make ends meet. But I mean, I do get some. I do get some stuff. Whatever loans and stuff I have for the school. If I haven't left over, I do, and excuse me, I get to use that on groceries and stuff.
But yeah, DLC is definitely one of those things that people just, some people turn their nose up at it, and you know, just.
And I can understand maybe you've gotten burned or something, but.
Oh yeah.
I mean, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know what they say.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what they say.
Not everything that is bad. Like don't throw out, you know, the Legend of Zelda DLC with Snooky Dooky mobile game microtransactions with Candy Crush.
You know, I've had people, they're like, I spent all this money and I didn't get the character I wanted on this mobile game or whatever. And I'm like,
sounds like a bad game.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you know, I'm sorry you just spent hundreds of dollars and didn't pull the character you wanted in this mobile game.
Like,
you probably should make better life decisions.
When the first Injustice came out, I bought the season pass. I ended up spending like over $100 on it. Did I regret it? Yeah, I definitely did. But I didn't tweet it. NetherRealm, whoever, I think and was like,
yeah,
hey, this is your fault that I bought this. This is your fault. No, I was an idiot. I should have been like, Ryan, you don't play fighting games. Just buy the base game and beat the story. Don't spend $45 for both the DLC or whatever I did on it.
Exactly. You know, it really just comes down to people are angry that they don't have self-control.
That kind of is true. And I mean, obviously some people can't help it. But I just really don't think people who have a serious gambling addiction, I don't think that this is the problem.
I honestly don't
either,
you know.
It's a tiny problem in a sea of problems.
And personally, listeners, if you have an actual gambling problem and you're gambling using video games, microtransactions, loot boxes, DLC or whatever, contact us. We would love to have you on the show and have your point of view.
I'm terrified
because
of people,
if that's a real thing, I want to know about it.
I mean, I do think it's probably a real thing. I think that a lot of the people who claim that are just mad because they don't want it in their game. They don't actually care about the people who have a problem. They just want to get that skin for free or something.
Yeah, you know. And some people don't want to work hard for stuff, which I'm 100% understand.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
You know,
I'm a lazy SOB.
Sometimes you're, you know, tired or you're,
like,
you know,
we are now,
had a hard week or whatever.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. So,
but you gotta work hard.
But, you know, you gotta work hard. Sometimes you gotta grind through it to get that armor you need or get that, you know, that skill rating up so you can be a better character or whatever.
And you know what?
And whatnot.
Sometimes you just gotta go to bed.
That's true. And sometimes you just gotta swipe your credit card and become a whale and be okay with life.
Oh my gosh.
But as always, you can find the podcast on at One of Me Podcast on Twitter. You can find me at Swaylock on Twitter.
Yeah, you can find me at Ryan Divisions. I feel like I always say that really weird.
That's okay. You can put inflections on
Ryan
whatever part of your
Divisions.
Username.
Divisions.
There you go. Okay. And as always, you know, keep playing games.
Did you mention the Twitter of the show?
The what? I did, yeah. You can follow the podcast at One Up Me Podcast on Twitter.
Oh, and for all you Brooklyn Nine-Nine fans who were worried that the show was going to get canceled, it just got picked up by NBC.
Nice. Congratulations to those fans. And as always...
Oh, sorry. Play on.
There you go.